What's going down, podcast listener? Welcome back to the Symbiosis Now podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro. I'm the host of the show. And on this show, we have good conversations, folks. We are trying to stimulate that economy. And I'm not talking about the economy that we're all worried about. All the fucking dollars and all the gas dollars and all the bombs being dropped. No, I'm talking about the economy, the ecosystem. There's an ecosystem of exchange going on. There's an economy within our biodiverse environments. There's an economy between every person you ever have an interaction with, whether you think so or not. There's an exchange. So the point of this podcast essentially is to have a real conversation with a real motherfucker across the table, or motherfuckette, or whatever, you know, across the table, having a legitimate conversation about a bunch of things that maybe we don't even know anything about, but we like talking about it, all right? And the point of that is to actually share what's on our mind, to actually compare, you know, what you think of as truth versus what I maybe think of as truth, which maybe whatever the world thinks of as truth generally. We're here to decipher those kind of things together. And I think that having these conversations recorded with your ears listening usually will inspire people like yourself to get out there and do it also. Have a wild conversation. Go into it. Find yourself. So that way we can continue our economy of exchange amongst one another. And once again, gain forward momentum towards a more symbiotic future. And to do that on this episode, we've got Ryan Stockwell dropping through. Ryan Stockwell is dropping through to hang with us, have a good conversation, and talk about a bunch of sketchy ass shit that's going on in our world right now. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all that tapping bullshit on the screen. And also, if you want a sticker, hit me up. So get ready, folks, because we're voyaging into the yonder of conversation with Ryan Stockwell on the Symbiosis Now podcast.
Yeah, man, we just chilling with my folks, man, you know what I mean? Having a little fun while we taking a little 15-20 minute break from the Ujo.
The craziest thing happened the other night, bro, here. We were chilling. It was Sunday morning, so I worked Saturday at the old hardware store. Right. And then me and Allison stayed up kind of late, like, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock, knocked out. Couple hours later, that was the night where the time changed recently, where it sprang forward an hour.
Yeah,
so this was 4:30, but technically it was like 3:30, but it jumped forward to 4:30.
Yeah.
But it was like middle of the fucking night, right? Uh-huh. All of a sudden our doorbell, ding, 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 ding. And like Allison jumps up and is like, what the fuck? Someone's at our door. And my dog, Pepper, was like crazy. Like she was a fucking animal, dude. She was barking so crazy. And then we acted like we weren't there. Like no one was home. But ironically, the dog's barking. And then both cars are in the driveway. Yeah. But I'm like, what the fuck? Who does that? Yeah. There better be a fucking emergency. You know what I mean? Ding, 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 ding on my door. You know what I mean? At 4 a.m. What the fuck? Like, yeah, you know, otherwise it'd wait till tomorrow. It must be really important.
Yeah.
But then I'm also thinking, what the fuck? So I was cautious. So I go and we have a Ring doorbell, right? Camera thing. So like when something walks in front of it, it's recorded. And so Allison's watching on her phone. All of a sudden someone run up and ding, 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 and then run away. And then I'm at the front door looking out the peephole at someone hiding in front of her fucking car. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then that person runs up and ding, 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 ding. And in the meantime, my dog Pepper is just going crazy in the background. Like she's going to tear some shit up, dude. And like it was good because she's a good alarm system. But also I was trying to get an idea of what the fuck was going on. And I thought honestly that they were waiting outside there because they were trying to get me to go outside and like attack me or some shit, yeah. Rob me. I don't know, bro.
Around the corner.
Because ding, 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 yeah, and they're like tucked away. And then if I come outside at an angle, all of a sudden they could like push me out the way and lock me out of my own fucking house, yeah, and be in my house. I don't fucking know. They gave me the wrong vibe. That's what I assumed. I thought it was like some tweaker like trying to get some money tonight and do some weird shit. When they're weird thinking, like, bitch, you chose the wrong house type of thing. But I'm just like, well, hold up. What am I going to do? Well, turns out, disappeared or whatever. Like, turns out that actually it was someone getting chased around the neighborhood, bro.
Oh, fuck.
And she was afraid of her boyfriend, like, beating her up. So she was literally scared enough to ring my doorbell.
Oh.
And she needed help, you know?
I don't even know who this is, but it was just some random person. She ran up, and I guess she was, like, running away, and our house looked safe so she could tuck in there real quick and kind of ding-ding-ding-ding. And, like, I don't – even if I knew that, would you open the door?
Probably not.
3 a.m? No. Would you, you know? Hiding from you? Not, instead of just standing at the door and going, sir, I'm sorry, my car broke down. Even then, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Plenty of other fucking houses. There's fucking civilization all around me here. Okay.
It's one of those weird things. It's like, I want to help, but at the same time, it's 4 a.m. Random ass person.
Yeah, what's not like it's a friend or something.
Yeah, somebody you never met.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I mean, I'm assuming she probably didn't have a phone. And she was probably like, I don't know, scared shitless.
Yeah.
For the wrong reasons. Because that sucks too. Because why the fuck is this asshole? Basically, I blame the guy, you know?
That's
the
a fuck's real up thing, with that. Too, though. I don't remember where I heard it from, but that's a real thing where people are knocking on doorbells, hiding around the corner. Somebody comes out, they pull them out, and they go inside the house and lock the door. And
right.
They do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
So, 4 a.m, it would be a little different. It was at like 10, you know. But
it would be, but still, it's still, still weird. Still,
4 a.m.
Well, I think especially out in the country, it's fucking weird. Yeah. But, like, this is in the city, so it was kind of like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. It could be anything, but say if it was a friend, I'd be like, why didn't you fucking call me? But, see, I was looking enough through the peephole to be like, if I kind of recognize this person, I'm going to open the door. I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm going to be all mad and see how they react. But I didn't recognize it all, and I was just like, yo, I think this person's trying to fucking rob me right now. I was tripping out. There's always some weird shit going on, though, bro.
Always.
Straight up. I mean, maybe not specifically at my house, but dude, around here, yeah. Sketch. Yeah. I don't like it.
That's crazy.
Makes me nervous.
Some crazy shit right there.
You ever see tweakers out there on the road?
Oh, dude.
In the wild?
I saw some in Dinuba yesterday.
Yeah.
Ass crack hanging out. Straight tweaking it.
Yeah.
It's like,
just yakking at the cashier or something?
No, just walking down the street, man.
Oh.
Just walking down the street. Probably had a backpack. Look gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, wasn't there that one time at Ace where, like, you went outside to take the trash out and some, like, dude was getting his dick sucked by someone?
Yeah.
And they, like, ran?
Yeah. The dude was getting his dong sucked.
Yeah.
Opened up the door.
You seen his hog door, then? You
no,
seen
it? I didn't.
But you're like, I no, saw. I didn't see it, I swear.
Because that back door is sketchy. You know how it is.
Yeah, dude.
So at night, when I go take the trash out, when I open it, I would slam that shit.
Yeah, you kick it real hard so that way if anyone's out there like, oh, fuck, like they don't like just hang out and like try to rob you or some shit.
And I did. And they're getting it on right there by the trash can,
just
man.
Going hard by the dumpster.
And the funny part was the chick was like shook and the dude picked up his fucking pants and just started running. And left the chick.
I know.
I'm like, what?
But that's hilarious, though, that he just ran,
he just
like, as
dipped.
If you were the police, like, or
and then
something.
We told Marco, right?
Yeah.
And Marco, I do whatever. I do the trash, take it out. Inside, doing some, I don't know, Ace Armor bullshit.
Marco, the security guard, though,
Marco
comes
through.
Yeah,
the security guard. And somebody called me on the radio, hey, come to the back. All right. Go to the back. Marco's back there. Marco has this fool pinned up against the wall, saying, is this the dude? I'm like, no, Marco, that's not the dude. Apparently, it was just some random ass dude just chilling in the back or doing whatever he was doing, and Marco thought it was the dude. So this random ass dude, little Marco, you know how big Marco, but this fool had his fool pinned.
Yeah.
It was that's probably one of the crazier moments at my Ace Hardware.
Hey, I wouldn't fuck with that little dude. Marco,
that shit was
I wouldn't
so
fuck
funny.
With Marco, dude. He's a bad mofo.
Oh, man. I'll never forget that. That was hilarious.
That's hilarious, bro. That's crazy. Just picking him up, being like, is this the guy? Dude, hey, I could tell a story like my dad told me one time. This was in Fresno, at the Fresno Fair, in like the 70s, though, right? And he had long hair and shit. And he was there, I think he was 18. He had been drinking with his friends, doing whatever you do at the fair when you're like 18, right? And like they were leaving, and they were walking in the parking lot, and all of a sudden these cops just tackled him, grabbed my dad by his hair and shit. Slamming him up against the car and put cuffs on him and shit, and he's like, "What the fuck, man?" And they're like, "Shut up, shut the fuck up!" And it's cops,
yeah.
And they just like basically like arrest him and they're just telling him to shut the fuck up. Don't tell him why arresting him. He's like, "What the fuck's going on, man?" And then they bring this old lady like comes up. She's like, and they're like, "Miss, is this the guy?" And she's like, "That's not the guy." And then my dad's like, "Fuck, man." And then they let him off the cuffs and they're like, all right, get the fuck out of here. Like, and they push him, like, you know, bro, that's police brutality. Like, whatever you want to call it, kind of like an excessive force thing. But like, oops, you're the wrong guy. Well, it's not my fault. You know, you look like a piece of shit, basically, that I beat you up or whatever they thought. But it's crazy because that kind of shit's always been going on. My dad's a white dude, you know. But I mean, the reality is, dude, you fuck with the wrong people and they'll fuck you up. Like that night, if I opened the door, what if it was some fucking, you know, small tweaker, but they're on one, son. They're ready to fucking claw my eyes out or some shit, eat my flesh. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Little pocket knife from Ace.
Yeah.
A little pocket knife from Ace.
Yeah, I sold it to them down there, like a machete, and they show up with it like a
couple hours ago.
Like, fuck. Like, touche, my friend, here's mine.
Yeah. That's some crazy shit, man.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful with yourself now. You can't go anywhere now these days and just chill, have fun.
No, dude, there's always something that's like outrageous that happens. And I like it because it's chaos, but it's like too much. It's like enough to where everyone's like, dude, what the fuck? Like, this kind of ruined the vibe, you know?
There's always something.
There's always something, dude. Like, we were in Fresno one time, in downtown Fresno, there in Tower District, and we were going to different bars. And the first bar we went to, bro, we got these drinks. Mind you, these drinks they're making, these cocktails they're making there at the Lincoln in downtown Fresno at Tower District. They make potent-ass drinks there.
Yeah.
Just saying. If you guys want an ad, this is not an ad, but I'll tell you what. You go over there, they make potent drinks. And so I'm already getting turned off. I'm chasing my mixed drink with the Corona because it's so fucking potent. I'm being a little bitch. I ordered a whiskey sour. She goes, how do you want it? Classic or da-da-da? I go, classic. She fucking makes this old school ass style of whiskey sour. Wow. Me and Allison talked about it on here one time. Like, it has to do with you putting egg yolks in it or egg whites in it. I mean, or some shit.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. It makes sense. It was all frothy and shit. But it was super potent. And I drank that shit that night. I drank two of them, I think. But anyways, there's this one guy who, you know, walks in front of everyone to go to the bathroom, all the ladies waiting to go to the bathroom, and like, they say he looked like he was gonna throw up. So he breaks into the bathroom and he goes in there and he locks the door, and he's in there, and he's in there, and he's in there, and time's passing, apparently like an hour goes by. We left because we were like, fuck this, dude, I'm not waiting in this line. Like, we gotta pee now. Like, you know, the girls had to pee now. So we're like, we'll go to the next thing down the road. And then they didn't have a bathroom. And then somewhere else, we went to the gas station. And the gas station wasn't even open. You could just get gas outside with a card. But there's no indoor. We're like, fuck. So we went back over there. And dude, I knocked on the door all hard. I go, hey, man, you've been in there way too fucking long now. Like, I'm all drunk, like low key. So I'm about to act like I'm going to beat some ass. But then I'm like, nah, I don't want to get in a fight.
Yeah.
I don't know what this guy's going to do. I'm just saying, hey, man, time's up, basically. And he comes stumbling out. And he looks like, dude, like he's like super concerned now. Like as if he fell asleep. I feel like that's what it looked like. Because he just all of a sudden opened the door and was like, and he like rushed out there. And he started like cleaning the floor where he used to be sitting or some shit. Like picking shit up. And I'm like, I don't even know what he's picking up. What is that? Like, you know. And then the bartender comes over and goes, honey, no. And like he was like all embarrassed looking at her. And then just walked out. And these are like, he was quiet. It was weird, but he felt so much shame in his eyes, bro. And then he went outside, and he was, like, on the phone. And I thought, oh, man, this guy just got drunk, maybe left behind.
Yeah.
That sucks. No, bro, he's now, like, yelling on the phone in the middle of the street, walking around while cars are driving by in the street. Then we leave. The bar is closed now. They got the bar stools flipped up and everything. This motherfucker's out in the middle of the street still going, ah! Like, you know, running around. His shirt's kind of slowly coming unbuttoned. I'm like, bro, this looks like some just nerdy college kid right now. He's losing his shit. What happened? Is he one of those guys that when he drinks a little bit, he gets wild? Like, he loses his shit? Like, literally, like, you know, some people really shouldn't drink because they have, like, an imbalance. Something is off. Something about their shit. Like, it'll fuck them up.
Yeah.
And I think he might be one of those guys. Or someone drugged him. Or maybe he did drugs and didn't realize what was going to happen. I don't fucking know. This guy was on one, though. We went to other bars, bro. We came back to our car that was nearby the first bar. This fool's still there, dude, yelling and shit.
Man.
And me, having, when I was young, getting in a situation where I was on some kind of drug where I didn't know what I was doing and I was, like, oblivious. Like, I was out of it. You know, lights out. I wanted to help the guy, but then I'm like, nah, I'm here with my woman and my friend and his woman. And, like, I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? I don't want to get involved because now this guy's going to follow us and be like, hey, where you going? Like, I don't fucking know. I don't know. Weird shit. Always see some weird shit.
There's always something.
And I don't hate it. It's just weird shit, dude, sometimes.
sometimes you get nervous because you're like, why is this guy coming up right now? The fuck is going on? You know, why is he whistling that song like we're in a horror movie? Like, you know? Yeah.
Those situations, it's like, what is going on right now? Is this real?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that people are crazy. I like people being crazy. I like weird people. But some things are just too weird for me. Like, I used to, like, when I was real young, I like to go talk to homeless people and shit. And be like, hey, what's up? Like, and they'd be like, what's up? And we'd be talking, and then they'd start sharing with me, like, shit that they'd done in their life. And then some of their stories, I'm like, I don't know if these are even true. This fool could just be saying this shit right now. Like, you know.
Well, sometimes you can.
But you never know. Yeah. Sometimes some people, like, they'll be like, I used to skate with so-and-so back in the day in Dogtown. I'm like, oh, yeah, really? And they start laying names down. I'm like, okay. I mean, maybe they could have just watched the movie, but maybe they know these people. Like, you know. But it's wild sometimes. You learn some stories about people. And then if you see them still homeless after a long time, then you're like, something's not right. Because by now, you seemed all right. Like, you could get out of there. You could stop being homeless. I mean, maybe you like to be homeless now. Maybe it's like an achievement of some kind because it's like freedom. Like, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't like to pay my taxes. I owe this year. It sucks ass. But I'm not about to just go live in a ditch. You know what I mean?
In a tent under a... freeway.
I get why so many people do because of the times, but it's sad because it's like we enable it just enough to like let it happen but then hate on it. Like, it's fucked up, bro. Because in like a regime type area, that wouldn't fly. Imagine the king would be like, get those peasants out of here. Like, they'd go fucking move them to another town. They kind of do that already, but I mean, they'd move them to like another country.
Yeah.
They'd like start an island like Australia. They'd start throwing convicts on there and be like, yeah, this guy's homeless. Arrest him. Like, you know. But now it's like, fuck, dude. I don't want people to be arrested. Arresting people is not the answer, obviously. But there needs to be some kind of correction. The problem is our Department of Corrections, I feel like, often isn't necessarily correcting anything. It's just kind of putting a bunch of people together for a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And behind doors and shit, you know? I don't know.
But then you get those one guys, the homeless, that actually trying to be better.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to give them that shot because they see a raggedy-looking guy on the corner
with
a sign. And they're like, is that true or is this money I gave him? Is he just going to go to Vince's Liquor right here and go buy a handle, you know?
And he might.
And he might, but...
I'm not very kind when it comes to people asking for money.
Yeah.
I'll give them food, and if they don't want it, I'm like, answer. Right, there's the answer. But the problem is because I don't want to enable it. Yeah. That's why. I don't want to be the reason why I gave you $5, and you went and bought a sack and banged it into your arm, and you died because it was fucking fentanyl in it or some shit. Like, I can't contribute to that on my conscience. Even if I never... No one would know.
Yeah.
No one would be like, follow the money trail back to me and blame me for giving someone $5 for them to go buy, you know, make their own decisions with. But dude, I don't want to contribute to that. You know, if this is someone that's like, they're just barely hanging on and they're just trying to get one more bottle right now. That's all they really want. They don't need to eat. They just need to drink a little bit, you know, and they're going to go take my $5 and just buy a tally. And then and within an hour or two need to go get another $5 off someone. It's like, dang, if life was just that easy. The thing is if people do it all the time, it does enable it. But if everyone was so cold, there might be people actually dying in the streets. It's kind of this weird balance, right? Like, I don't like to be strong, principled one way or the other. I'm not mean to homeless people. Like, you know what I mean? I think that the problem is our system, clearly, that the reason why people are homeless in the first place. I think often the reason why people get hooked on dope of any kind is because the system failed its people in a lot of ways. And a lot of people would say that that's like... That's just because people are sad and they need to get their life together. But also, like, the system itself, like, when you get hurt as a football player in high school or something and then they put you on Narcos and then before you know it, you like to take those all the time or some shit. Or, you know, or even something different where, like, you're in high school or you're out of high school and you got anxiety. The doctor's like, well, we could do Xanax, we could do this, we could do that. And before you know it, you're stacking different fucking medications. Before you know it, you're snorting Xanax, you know what I mean? And you're banging them all the time. You're taking more than you should. You're getting someone else's prescription too. Like, you know, and then it's like, is it their fault? Because the doctor kind of like gave him something that's kind of, you know, potent and can be abused often. But then it's like, is it the doctor's job to now get them off of that prescribed it to them? It's easier to prescribe someone something and then them get addicted than to get them off of it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's why I guess it should be treated more lightly.
like more morally.
Yeah. Those prescription drugs are crazy.
I know. I've taken a few of them, but most of them I feel like they're kind of just they have a place pharmacologically, maybe, like to help people in some scenarios, for sure. It works for some people. Oh, but yeah, I think a lot of people, it's not a one size fits all. Like, you know, there's no pill that fixes everyone in this state of mind, like, you know.
And all the side effects they have on them, too, is crazy.
Like, we all know the commercials. Yeah. It's scary, really.
But you get that bottle and the doctor says, hey, take these. Or, I don't know, you had some kind of crazy ass surgery, right? And you read the bottle and it fucking says, can cause depression, could cause suicide, like
your liver failure. Yeah. It's like, dude, whoa, wait, I could kill myself or my body could die right now, but I'm just like, I need to take this.
You're telling me to take this to be help myself, but at the same time, it could fuck me up.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a gamble. But modern medicine is like helpful. But like that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about necessarily pharmaceuticals. We're talking about like certain, I don't know, do antibiotics fall into pharmaceuticals? I guess, you know. So, like, these things are saviors, you could say. But they also get overprescribed, antibiotics. And it does, in fact, I'm sure, and I think there's a lot of science surrounding it, that it damages the biome, especially when you're younger, if you're taking antibiotics. Like, when I was younger, I had acne. So I'd take these antibiotics for acne. And it kind of worked, so I kept taking it. The reality, though, is that's like a low-grade antibiotic that I was taking for years, bro. You know, sometimes I wonder if that's why sometimes I would get sick easier and shit after I stopped taking them all those years. Even when I've gotten sick as fuck, dude, and went to the doctor. And I only go to the doctor if I'm hella sick and I feel like I'm going to die. And this was one of those times. It was a couple years ago. It was in 2019, right before the pandemic, right? Okay. So I'm like, I don't know. What if it was COVID? Yeah. You know, I don't know. But the reality is I go and they're like, it could be anything. It's probably just a virus because we tested you for strep. We tested you for all these other things. We don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to prescribe a fucking Z-Pack and whatever, you know, and cold medicine or whatever, like NyQuil. And it's like, okay, but when I take this antibiotic, that's not killing viruses. That's killing bacteria. So it's interesting that we'll just throw the kitchen sink at shit even when they didn't know if it was COVID or not. Like, we didn't even know, but they were willing to give me this very powerful antibiotic to take against the virus when viruses don't die from antibiotics. They die from antivirals. That's the whole controversy surrounding, like, certain medications that were apparently efficacious but weren't the vaccine this whole time with the pandemic, right? They would say that it's, like, it's something that could be antiviral. I don't know, some of those ones like remdesivir or some shit, like it's an antiviral or whatever. But antibiotic, you know, otherwise we'd be fine all this time. They'd just be like, yeah, give them an antibiotic, we're good. No, like it doesn't work against viruses. We all know this, you know. But why would you prescribe that then? And they still do that. Like I know, I've known people that went recently and ran on antibiotics because the doctor didn't know what it was, so they fucking have to take antibiotics, you know.
Yeah.
But apparently that damages things because it antibiotic, meaning like your stomach is full of bacteria, so it kind of kills a lot of that bacteria. So it's your job to like regenerate that bacteria in your gut. And a lot of people like drink kefir, which is like a, you ever had that kefir?
No.
It's like a yogurt liquid kind of, but it's a probiotic and shit. No. Those kind of things. I don't know. There's probiotics in a lot of vegetables and stuff too, naturally, but people like to drink shit that like stabilizes that. Like Acidophilus, I think, is a classic probiotic that you could buy at any drugstore or whatever. It's like vitamin type shit. But it's like supposed to stabilize the gut bacteria inside your stomach. And inside guts and shit, like it's not just like meat passing through food. It's like there's this ecosystem, bro, of different bacteria and shit breaking shit down. Acids breaking shit down. Movement inside there breaking shit down. You know, bunch of little organisms, basically. Like I was learning something just today, like about how we're mostly other organisms. Like we're a human, but like we're also full of bacteria and fucking weird shit that we wouldn't think, like funguses and I don't know. But pharmaceuticals, bro, I don't know. I've been sketched out by them before. I feel like I took some anti-anxiety medication when I was younger. It made me more depressed because it would take away the anxiety, but then I had no motivation because it would take away the drive. It would make me relaxed,
But then I'd be like, I have no motivation. So I didn't want to do anything. So, like, I don't know. Like, some things are just not for everyone, right? You know? But it's easy to prescribe that shit. And then if you stop taking it, then it's frowned upon. Like, why did you stop taking your medication? And it's like, dude, because it didn't work. Like, why don't you try something else? I'm like, okay, so just jump from this one and stop taking this one. You're telling me not to stop, but then if I wanted something else, you'd let me just stop and jump onto something else. So now these two drugs are, like, overlapping. Is that normal? Like, am I going to wake up in the middle of the night and think suicidal thoughts? Like, you know, I think about shit like that, you know, and I think that people do have those kind of thoughts.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I've had those thoughts, and it's not even from medication. You know, I've had negative-ass thoughts without medication being the issue.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you're trying to treat something within medication, it's a dangerous battlefield, dude. I don't know if you struggle with mental health, but I do. I have a lot in my life. And I know some people that do. And it's fucking rugged because it doesn't make sense. It's like first world problem type shit, but you're like, you know.
Yeah, I haven't personally, but I know some people that have. And it's brutal, man.
Yeah, it's like, why do we have everything we need to get our needs met in the day? We have water and we can get food, even if you got a food stamp. Everyone can eat.
Yeah.
You know? But we get so upset about things in the world that we can't change. And that's me, but I think everyone right now is just victimized by that right now. Like, you know, everyone wants to stand with Ukraine and everyone wants to get vaccinated and you know what I mean? Which I'm not saying that those things are bad. I'm just saying, like, it's interesting how the narrative will shift and everyone's on board. And if you're not, you're taboo. Yeah. You're fucking weird. If you're questioning what we already heard, you're weird. You're providing disinformation. But the whole time we've been going through the last couple of years, man, information changes. And then is that information prior considered disinformation then if it changes later? I don't know. What do you think about the thing going on with Russia and Ukraine?
It's crazy, man. I haven't been paying too much attention to it lately, but at first, I didn't even understand it. Like, what's the point of this, you know? It's like you're basically fighting your cousins. Like, and then I'm seeing these videos of families in their homes and missiles getting shot inside their home when they're inside the home. Some brutal shit. It's like, it's one of those things that's like, I don't really like to talk too much about because I don't know too much about it. But I love listening to it and just feeling what people think about it. It's just one of those things. It's like, what's the outcome? Why are we doing this? Why, or not we, but why are they doing this? What's the whole idea of this? And then the fact that the U.S. might get into that shit, and then fuck, who knows what else happens, you know? It's just one of those crazy-ass things, man. It's like...
How would the U.S. get in, right? Because isn't that like a part of like why we can't? Everyone says, oh, we can't. I don't know if I buy that, though.
This episode of the Symbiosis Now podcast is sponsored by Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance in Reedley and Orange Cove, California, of course. If you're in the local area and you're looking for insurance, that's the guy to go to. I don't know what the fuck you're doing just sitting around going, oh, I don't know, maybe Farmers because I see the commercial. Nah, this man right here will provide you with great rates. He takes payment super easily and he offers, obviously, this great insurance that we all need while we're out there driving or boating or renting or you're worried about. What else are you worried about? You need insurance for something else? We got a lot of worries in the world if you didn't notice. But let Alfredo quell your worries over there at Academy West Insurance. The one-stop shop for all your insuring needs. Call Alfredo up right now at 559-638-3800. And be sure to tell him that you heard about him on the Symbiosis Now podcast so he can set you up with your insuring needs, ASAP. That's Academy West Insurance. My boy Alfredo Vargas over there looking sharp in the suit. Hit him up. What are you still doing? Listening to a fucking podcast or something?
Yeah. I just don't know if, like, I buy that the United States can't get involved. I think that, and honestly, I almost feel like I see this, like, social engineering for us to go to war, to want to go to war, to go help.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, right? It's what we do in America, right? We always go help. But it's interesting how, like, it's ramped up to where, like, everyone's like, we need to help in any way we can. But if it gets to the point where it's like, okay, well, we've been invaded because we're allies with Ukraine and Russia wants to fuck us up on this end now, would we still want to be involved? You know, if now all of a sudden you have to, like, go to Mexico or Canada with you, the women and children got to go, you know, that's kind of sketch. Like, you know, so I think it depends on how far we want to get invested in something that happens across the world. The problem is it's humans that live just like us all of a sudden getting bombed and shit. I think that's the part that it's hard to fathom. Because for some reason in the Middle East, when we drone strike, when I say we, the U.S. would drone strike just towns that had civilians in it and shit, like, you know, we just look the other way because of terrorists, possibly, you know. But in this situation, we're like, oh my gosh, these are war crimes. I find them to be kind of similar. Doesn't mean that it's not wrong. It's wrong either way, you know, bombing just random people, you know, civilians and shit. But also, if there's a lot of history there that we aren't fully aware of. This didn't happen overnight. You know, Russia, Ukraine, that whole area ever since the Soviet Union disbanded and shit. Like, it's a whole different thing. It's something that maybe at home here we don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, not since our grandparents maybe was World War II. That's the most recent thing that was really intense. Like, Vietnam and all that shit was definitely intense. Problem with Vietnam and the war in Afghanistan is that we were kind of like told to go there because there was an injustice, but then later it's like, dude, whoa, that wasn't even real, or there was part of it that was like, you know, not faked, but overstated, like weapons of mass destruction, shit like that, you know, that led us into being like, yeah, we gotta fuck these people up, and then it's like, fuck, now we're in all that war, now my friends are graduating and going to fight across the fucking world, you know, for something, and then they come home and they're like, yeah, I don't know, man, it's fucked up. It's like, dang. Instead of coming back and be like, yeah, man, we got them. Like, you know, we fixed their situation. Like, things are better. It's more like, yeah, I don't know, man. We just left too. It's fucked up, you know? And what are we going to do with Ukraine? Like, you know, if we get in there, what are we going to do? Like, my concern literally is that, like, right now I feel like Russia and China are like, yo, bro, we're buddies. We're going to fuck them up. But we have to do it slowly because we play the long game. They'll never be able to hold out for the long game. You hear it even on, like, main platforms. When you hear, like, fucking Joe Rogan say how he's scared, you know, that it's scary that China and Russia and all this stuff. It's like, dang, dude, that just is symbolic of, like, the nation. Basically, it's obvious to them. Like, it's no secret. Back in the day, you wouldn't be able to admit defeat like that. But now it's like we're just openly like, yeah, we're fucked over here. Like, we can't even fix our own problems. It's like probably the perfect time to infiltrate. But it's scary. We don't want it to happen. But it's like, dang, like when other players have a move on the chessboard that they want to make all these years, they're going to make the move.
Yeah.
And he's getting older, so it seems like he don't give a fuck, homie. Nah. He's like, I'm going out.
He's going to town.
Yeah. Someone put out a hit for that fool, too, for Putin. Like, someone wants him dead, son. I think a lot of people say they want him dead, but, like, you know, what does that mean then for Russia, you know, who takes over? Is this just a series now of revolutions in Russia that they become stronger and really want to fuck up the rest of the world? I don't know.
Well, a lot of those soldiers, too, didn't even know they were going.
Right.
They were just, well, we're going here, and they went, and then next thing you know, they're in a middle-ass war. Yeah. They didn't even know.
I mean, I'm assuming, too, like, their economy is crashing as fuck because all the sanctions and shit.
Yeah.
But that makes people bitter, bro. A couple months of not being able to buy shit at the store, food, or at some point, you know, you're going to hate the country that put those sanctions on you, even if you're doing the wrong thing, even if you're mad at your own country.
Yeah.
Like, if that happened here with all of a sudden, like, there were sanctions put on the U.S. because we'd fucked up and did some wild shit. And all of a sudden now you can't ship in certain vegetables and certain shit. People start going crazy, bro. They'd fucking hate that country that put those sanctions on us. So I'm worried that there's going to be like this furthering of animosity in the long run too. You know, like we've already been at odds kind of. The U.S. is like usually like looked at like the big dick energy of the planet. And other countries low-key don't really like it. Even though they love it, they kind of like don't like it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, especially our enemy, quote-unquote enemies, like we like to be told, right? Russia's our enemy,
yeah.
You know, and China's our enemy. And it's like, fuck, dude, I don't want to fight those dudes, though.
Yeah.
You know? I thought keep your enemies closer. What happened to that? I thought that's like a military strategy, you know? Maybe that's what's happening, though. right? Maybe we want to get involved so we're closer to our enemy on the lines there, like at Poland and all this shit.
It's kind of one of those tough things, too.
Nuclear war, bro? Like, yeah. I can't. I don't know how to fathom that on a daily basis lately.
I think that's another reason, too. I mean, what are the chances of it actually being used? But
right,
they're saying if we go and help, shit's hitting the fucking fan. Nukes.
Where do you think they would bomb?
I don't know.
Not a good thing to gamble on.
No. It's one of those things, it's like you want to go help and you don't believe they're going to do it, but it's like they're kind of crazy enough to fucking do it.
Yeah, they got the poker face on them. Like, I might throw this card down.
Yeah, he's kind of, you're like, I don't think they're going to do it. There's like, it's like 99% chance not going to do it, but there's that 1% where you're like,
yeah,
they're kind of crazy. They might do it, and if they do it, we're fucked.
Imagine it's just like one button away too, where like you don't have to have multiple keys. It's just like, yeah. Putin could just walk into his office and be like, fuck these guys. Like he's tripping and he's on coke and he's just like, bing.
Well, they're testing off those missiles too.
What do you mean? See, I didn't hear about this.
So China for a while was testing out those nuclear missiles, and Russia too was testing out those nuclear missiles.
Where do they test them at? Where do they blow them up at? Like, you know?
Well, I think it's the US. They used to do it underwater in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, fuck.
And I've seen some videos of it. It's fucking nuts.
I bet you the fish are all fucked up in those areas, bro. We just do that and think it's normal.
I don't know if they're like full-on nuclear bombs, but like... Yeah.
A nano-sized bomb or some shit.
I don't know what... I'm not in the fucking military.
I'm not a physicist. Yeah, I don't know shit. But neither am I a virologist when we talk about virus. I don't know shit, really.
But yeah, it's like one of those things, man. It's like, I want to go help, but if I fuck up, it's not just me. You know, it's like, you got to think about everybody else too. You're going to help Ukraine, right? But you're also trying to protect the states. But if you go and for some reason they do use those nuclear missiles, right? You're also, who knows where they would drop them? Are they going to drop them out there, or are they going to drop them over here, right?
Right.
So it's kind of also like, you got U.S. soldiers over there, right? So you're putting their lives more at stake. I mean, they're already at stake. They're in war, but even more.
Even more.
Or are you going to put the states, like... I guarantee they're not gonna. If they're gonna do it in the States, they're not gonna go to fucking North Dakota and drop that shit. You know, like they're gonna go to a big spot.
Fuck, bro. Yeah.
And that big spot. You know where that big spot is.
It's one of those big spots, bro. I know what you mean. It's fucked up to think about, dude.
It's
scary. Like, you know, I mean, California is right across the coast, bro. We're just right here, Central Valley over here.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It's alarming. But the reality of our situation seems like, oh, you know, just go to work every day. Just, you know, just like with COVID, like even though it's like every day, the person next to you could kill you, but go to work, you know, it's okay. We got to carry on. The economy can't die. Hurry up. Like, we're back to normal and we're just functioning. And now it's like COVID, what variant is going around now? Oh, shut up. You know, it's weird. Like, don't you think or no? Because I feel like I watch anything now. I don't hear about it anymore.
You don't hear about it
anymore. I see the vaccine commercials on like YouTube and shit, but I don't see like anyone like...
You know,
shaming people that are unvaccinated anymore.
Tell me if you haven't seen this in a while. I haven't seen flu talk or flu shots.
Yeah.
So did the flu just magically go away?
I don't know.
Because they say flu symptoms, right, in the newest variant. But they never talk about the flu shot. It's always, oh, go get the COVID vaccine. This is... Go get your third COVID vaccine. Well, fuck, people like me who got the first two, right? Didn't really want to, but I got it.
I got the first two.
Didn't really want to get them, but I said, fuck it, I'm going to get them, right?
Yeah.
But people like me that got fucking sick off of both of them.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to go get that fucking third one. And then it's like, okay, a couple months ago you told me if I get these first two, I'm chilling. Then... couple months later, now you're not good. You got to go get this third one. but it's not guaranteed.
Right.
But 3 months ago, if you get the shot, you can't get COVID. You can't spread it. You don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
Right?
Enticing you to for sure go be like, yeah, it's a no-brainer. I got to go get it then. Yeah. But then it's like, wait, no, never mind.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you mean never mind, though?
I mean, and there's all kinds of conspiracy theories about the whole, there's chips. They're putting chips inside of you, or they're slowly trying to kill us.
Do you think that? I don't think that. I don't think there's chips.
No, not the
chips. I think it's a different type of mechanism. Yeah.
But I've also heard that the population in the world is getting too high. And that they're trying to do is they're trying to slowly knock people off.
Yeah.
I don't know how fucking true it is.
Well, a lot of people think that. That's like the grand conspiracy of all the elites. They want to kill the poor, right? They want to depopulate the planet. Like, we're overpopulated. And I mean, hey, there are people out there that you guarantee there's people out there that are working hard to do that. But doesn't mean they run the world. You know what I'm saying? But it definitely, there's people out there that are going hard trying to make that happen. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's some grand conspiracy that this elite person makes all those decisions to run the world, to ruin and kill mass quantities of people, but like wipe their hands clean. But I mean, hey, there's tons of music about it. There's tons of fucking poems about it. There's tons of fucking literature about it. You know, there's tons of experiences that people have had that is like,
I think it's just one of those things where people are kind of just, not people, but like, I guess doctors, you can say, it's so new. They're just saying things to get people to just do it.
Yeah.
And then hope for the best, right? Versus like, oh, this might not, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, shit, I got fucking COVID. I got it when I had both my shots.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, if you get COVID and you have the shots, symptoms are going to be mild, right? Super small. Fuck, no, that shit was rough. Let me tell you.
Wow.
I had like 103 temperature. I was sick for like a week. I mean, I was fucked. I don't get sick.
Did you think you were gonna die?
No, but I was pretty fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know for sure, but I am convinced after my second shot. So this is two different times. After my second shot, I'm pretty sure that shit gave me COVID too.
Dude, I didn't feel good for a day or two after the second shot.
After the second shot, I literally
had to go home from work. Yeah. I was like fucking, I was walking and I thought I was like hallucinating. Yeah. Like the ground was like, I felt like, not like I was going to fall over, but the ground was like moving. Like, you know, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I didn't take any drugs or nothing today. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I was sick because he didn't say, oh, you might feel sick for like a day or so, whatever. I was sick for like 4 days off that one. And same thing, same symptoms.
Yeah. That's not good, right?
I never lost my taste.
But some people would argue, well, it's a small price to pay because you didn't die, but you still transmitted it that whole time. Some people could have died. I mean, yeah, maybe you still wore a mask. Maybe you still didn't warn around everyone and their mama. But still, man, like, it's like people would be so noble about getting their shots. Yeah. I got my shots, but I wasn't that guy that's like, you know, look at me. I got my shots, so now I don't have to wear my mask because I say so. Like, that's what I see happening all the time. It's like, it's sickening. And then it's gross, you know?
Testing thing. So when I got COVID, there's no documentation saying I got COVID, but everything I had was the symptoms of the newest variant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even, Omicron or there's like a bunch of different ones. It's hard to keep counting of them now.
Yeah.
But I got sick. I went and got tested. I had to do the rapid test for work.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't just fucking take the test and wait 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it, came back negative.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool.
Right.
And went and did my thing, you know. But I still stayed home for a little bit because I couldn't function. I was barely even able to drive to the clinic. Like, it was that bad. And then I find out the rapid tests aren't very accurate on the newest variant.
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me I spent $200 fucking bucks to go get tested for COVID that was going to tell me I was negative when I had it.
That drives people to not want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's money that I don't have to just go test.
Thank God for insurance, but, you know, like, people who don't have insurance, health insurance, or they have not very good health insurance, right? They go spend the $200 bucks thinking they might have COVID, tells them they don't have COVID. So they go on with their life, and they get fucked.
Yeah.
kind of shows.
But you never heard anything really like on the news saying, "Oh, don't get the rapid test on this new one because it's not very accurate." You never heard any of that, you know?
Right.
Like, I never heard any of it. I mean, somebody else might have.
But no, until later, maybe, or something. And then, like, it's just overlooked on the news. Like, interestingly, COVID tests were actually not, you know, picking up this variant at that time. Whatever. La-di-da. Like, you know, that's what it seems like if we talk about those things now. Even, like, the lab leak hypothesis. Like, now it's like, it was so taboo to even think about or talk about. But now it's like, that's probably how it broke out. Like, that's pretty much what the dominant theory is. They're just like, yeah, I mean, hey, you know.
And it sucks, too, because it's like they're pushing the whole get tested, get vaccinated, you know, all that. And the test is $200. A lot of people don't have $200, no. Man.
And then if you have to get tested and test negative before you can go back to work, that's why at the beginning of all the last couple of years, it's like, dude, where are the tests then? They should just be sending home hella tests. And I think like within the last 6 months, they finally started doing that. But for the first like year and a half, obviously that wasn't happening. I thought it was ironic that you're telling people to like, you know, get tested. But it's like, dude, you need to make some kind of at home quickie that you send out to everyone. So and then everyone would be encouraged to test before they go out or whatever. And that way they would be safe on their own. They could make their own good decisions.
So they make the home test. But when I tried to get it, nowhere. My mom went to Fresno, Sanger, Selma. I think she even went to Visalia.
Yeah, dude.
Nobody had them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they're... There's a shortage on everything.
Well, it's because everyone was buying them. They wanted them. Yeah.
Well, then people weren't just buying the one that they need. They were buying
a bunch of them.
15 of them.
Yeah.
And let's say they're $80 at the store. They're selling them for $200.
Right.
Like,
that demand was so high that it was hard to keep supply.
Remember, like, were you at Ace when I was there with the water, toilet paper?
No, I wasn't there when the pandemic popped off. I was.
Dude, it was insane. And eventually, we had to say only one case of water because people were buying 6-7 cases of water, man.
Yeah, or the whole pallet.
Or the whole. I think somebody tried buying it, and we told them no.
I went to the grocery store down the road, the old Fresh and Easy United Market, when that all was happening, and people were buying pallets out the back. They were loading them in their truck. They brought their trailer down. They weren't fucking around where they bought pallet of water. Pallet. Then they made the rule like one per person, you know. But it's funny because everyone was down to slang them until everyone was like, whoa, there's a serious shortage. They're like, fuck, we have to limit them now. Yeah. But everyone was down to sell it until it was gone like that because they were like, we need the money. Yeah. We'll take it. Like, they're going to buy a whole pallet? We'll fucking sell them a whole pallet. What the fuck? But then it's like, okay, this is not just doomsday preppers of what might happen in a week or two. This is something that's going to be ongoing for years, you know?
Nobody thought it was going to be years, though.
No, everyone thought it was going to be a quick little vacay, 2 week or... We're back to normal. Well, we dodged it.
I think at first it's like a comet. 6 months. I think it started out at 6 months. And then it just...
Remember it was take 2 weeks to slow the spread.
Was it?
That was the national thing. And then the coronavirus task force and shit. And Trump would be on the TV every night or whatever. Okay. Talking about from the coronavirus task force. This is what we know today. You know, for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And then he was out. And then he had someone else stepping in. Like, no one really gave a shit about that anymore. It became a total disaster. Because it was almost as if the information wasn't meant to get out. That's what, looking back even, it seems like, fuck, man. You know, this was a serious concern for people. And you guys did not have any answers. In fact, you overkilled it. And I know because we didn't really know. Everyone was really terrified at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know? But then slowly you could see everyone kind of just shift back into their lives and kind of not give a fuck and be loose anyway. So it's like, dang, like, you know, we're not going to get through this like we said we were going to. And there's no plan. I mean, you know, the plan is get shots and don't lose weight or don't take care of your health. Just get shots and fucking we'll roll forward. And now I feel like it's not even really much of the discussion the last week or two because of because of Russia. Because of World War III, everyone says, you know.
You don't hear too much about COVID too much anymore.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to or I want to. I just wish that we kept following up with these things because we can't just let it go. If it just goes away, that's weird. That's weird. This shut the whole world down for 2 years. That's weird if it just goes away. That makes me more angry. Like, you know, it makes me distrust our government and the people that made decisions even further. Because it's like, wait, you know. Kind of like the first, like, remember last year when the vaccines did come out in 2021? And they came out and, like, we did kind of open up. Like, everything kind of did go back to normal. The mask thing was like, the mandate stopped. But then Omicron came around. And it all was like round two or three now. Shut everything down again. you know. It's crazy. It's like predicting the weather for some of these epidemiologists, I guess. They're like, it's going to be a high COVID month, you know. They're tracking it.
It won't go away.
I think it never will.
It's going to be our new lifestyle.
It's like the flu. It's like it's never going to go away. I'm not saying it is the flu. It's a different virus, bro. And it can fuck people up. But it's like the flu in the sense where it's going to be around. It's going to get, like, we haven't killed the flu. You don't kill a virus, like, you know, on a mass scale like that. It's not possible now.
Coronavirus has been around for a long time.
Coronaviruses, for sure. Yeah. Of all types.
Look at old Lysol bottles. It says kill coronavirus right on the back.
Right. It just didn't say COVID-19.
Yeah.
And then they had to start updating it with that, right? You know?
So it's just, it's the same thing. It's just a little different, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't no biologist or whatever you fucking call it.
Nah, me neither. But when you go places, you go to the bar ever?
Yeah.
Bro, do people wear a fucking mask at the bar? I don't know where I'd be going, they don't. Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck at nighttime. Like, COVID has a bedtime. And that was at the first year of the pandemic, like within a couple months. You know, ever since, I feel like, honestly, it's kind of just been this free reign shit show. Like, you know, yeah, you go to the grocery store, you try to do your thing. You don't want to be breathing on some old lady or something, maybe. Like, you know, you want to kill people with your breath type of shit. But, like, man, if we're all just going out anyways, we're all just spreading it all like wildfire, you know? But I don't want to go out and shame people and go to the bar and be like, you all should be ashamed of yourself for spreading it. No, no one would do that, really. It'd just be like this part of the scene we just ignore. Until, like, a mayor from San Francisco that shuts the whole fucking city down but then is out partying with no mask on. Then everyone's mad because they're like, well, she's out partying and stuff. It's like, yeah, well, so is everyone else. Newsflash, you know. And if you don't want to, that's okay. But guess what? It's still going around. People don't give a fuck at the end of the day. Yeah. They have to get away from it. It was too much of a mental burden. I understand what the epidemiologists and the doctors all said about this, right? But what about the psychologists? What about the sociologists? Look at how much this disturbed the culture and the momentum of humanity right now. Like the kids with wearing a mask and not being able to know a world that's like at least kind of like open. Everything's closed for them, you know. It's weird. It changes the culture. It changes the trajectory of mankind practically on a global scale like that. Shut everything down. And then didn't shut things down, and then we end up being in debt, and then they just gave us checks, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? Now we're paying for it with our taxes. It's like, what the fuck?
It always seems like there's a new thing.
Yeah. And isn't that the case with humanity? Like, it's always a new, weird experience that we're undergoing. Yeah. We never really understood what was going on, I'm sure. We're just trying to go somewhere with it. You know? It's like the weird part of us, of humans, like... I don't know what we're going to do after the Civil War, but we're going to win. Yeah. Like, you know, and then we'll figure it out then. Like, it's like, shit. Good plan. Yeah. You know? What is your, main, focus in life right now?
Right now? Buying a house.
Yeah. That's what you want to do right now?
That's the main thing right now. I mean, I feel like that's the one thing that I don't have. That I really, really want.
A house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, lived in an apartment for a while. Cool. You know, lived out of state for a while for school. Cool. But don't get me wrong, I appreciate the shit out of my parents for letting me stay at home right now.
Yeah.
Saving tons of money.
Hell yeah.
Working the job I work, saving tons of money.
Yeah.
I mean, bought a brand new car, brand new truck, 24. Be 25 on Saturday, so it's like...
That's what's up, dude.
So...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But it's like one of those things, it's like I told myself before I left Ace, by the time I'm 26, I want to have my own house. Shit, 25 on Saturday, I'm getting there. So it's like... That's like one of my goals I told myself. By 26, I want to have my own crib, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so hard to buy houses right now.
It is.
I mean...
And the market's fucking weird, too. But it's hard right now, too. Because everyone's looking, bro.
And I'm trying to wait. I want to wait till it's a little bit cheaper, you know, but...
Will it be?
Will it?
Yeah.
I mean, my financial guy is telling me, one time he told me, give it like a year, okay? And then like a couple months later, it might be like 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I'm like, well, maybe I should start looking to rent something, you know? It's like, then you can't find nothing to rent.
Yeah.
Because everybody's renting or buying. And a lot of it, too, it's like, I want to wait because, I mean, it's kind of fucked up to say, but a lot of these people, I'm sure there's going to be a lot, but with the whole COVID thing, getting laid off and all that shit, a lot of these people are having to pay rent, mortgage, because COVID, you know, they're like, oh, you don't have a job right now, you got laid off because of COVID, whatever. But then when COVID finally goes away or a little bit more back to normal, you know, and they decide, all right, well, rent's due the first. They don't have that rent or they don't have that mortgage. I feel like all those houses and places are going to be available.
Yeah.
Fucked up. I don't want people to lose their houses. It's one of those
fucked up. That's the way shit goes, though, in our capitalist society, bro. That's just the way the market goes. I mean,
it's fucked up to think. Like, you're just waiting for that moment, right? But it's like at the same time, it's like, I want to hurry up. Want it to hurry up and happen so I can do something.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, I'm a human being. I don't want that shit to happen to other people, you know?
Yeah. I get you.
So it's kind of like in a tough spot. Overall, this is just a shitty spot to be looking for.
Yeah.
Buy things.
Yeah, it is.
I went through the whole trying to buy a new vehicle during COVID. Worst.
Why?
They don't make cars, trucks, vehicles, man. Companies stopped their plants, so they weren't putting out vehicles.
That's crazy, bro.
Or they'll
what make companies though? I feel like business has been going though.
It's better now.
You know, but for that lull, it set everything back.
A little bit in 2021, like early 21.
Yeah.
Vehicles weren't being made, man.
Yeah.
Or they would be made, but a specific part wasn't being made. So they would have 15 trucks sitting in a lot.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah. But they need that one part, you know?
Right.
So they can't get sick. And then the dealership's like, I don't know how long it's going to stay there. We might never even get them.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just playing the waiting game.
But see, this is like the catch side of the flip side of that is if that once that those hit the market, say if it's a year later and they're the old model, are they discounted? I'm sure they would be, even if they're brand new. I mean, they're an older year now. They're not the brand new year. You know what I mean?
Well, for a while I know they stopped making them just completely.
Wow. Like what though? Like all makes or what the fuck?
I know for sure Chevy did for a while.
Uh huh. Ford. Because I know they were having trouble with their Raptor or some shit with the chip keys and shit because they're waiting on a part.
I think honestly all of them a little bit.
Yeah.
I know for sure Chevy because that's what I have and that's what I was looking into. And
those are two American makes though that we named too, and that's not good because that means we're relying on so many things from other places, which is, you know, arguably not bad. It's good to have some kind of global economy so we can trade resources, but fuck, bro, we should be able to make a lot of shit here. The problem is obviously we don't because it's expensive as shit to pay people to make shit like that here.
Well, even the warehouse...
It's fucked.
For Chevy, I want to say it's in Mexico.
Hmm.
And they had all these trucks ready, parts done, ready. They didn't have enough drivers to bring them.
Holy shit.
So they didn't have enough truck drivers to ship them. So that was another issue. Then for a while.
Maybe they were all stuck in Canada with that big old fucking trucker party. They weren't even from Canada. They're just like, we're going to go support our brothers.
Yeah. But no, for sure the house right now would be the thing.
Yeah,
so it's like I can chill out and just be like, the finish line, but it's like that point where it's like, all right, I made it.
Yeah,
I did it. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah,
ready.
You know. Yeah. It's like, well, I think if you're making pretty good money at your job, then you should be able to swing it. I know, like, if I were making better money, I'd be more willing to step into buying a house. Yeah. A lot of people tell me you're throwing money away, but it's like, bro, my rent's cheap and it hasn't went up.
Yeah.
And I'm holding it down for now because I'm barely paying what I got to pay right now. But if I ended up getting a better job where I make better money, for sure I'd be thinking about buying a house maybe. Maybe even though it's a bad time or whatever, fuck it, dude. Like, when is the right time? Like you said, it could be 10 years. Yeah. You know, what the fuck do you hold out for 10 years and then maybe your situation is different by then? Who knows, man? You know?
Yeah, it's just
one. I think having your own place is like everything. It's the American dream, bro. Like, yeah. You know, it's everything to have your own place where you can go home and be who you want to be behind closed doors. Just, you know, you get to go have that free space that's yours, yeah. Bro. You know? It's your property that, yeah, you pay all this money on and shit that the bank kind of technically owns until you pay it off. And you always pay property taxes usually or community district association fees and all this crazy shit. But the reality is at least you get to go home and do what you want inside that house. And it's yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somewhere where you're safe.
I'm that type of person, too, that likes to just chill on his own. I like being by myself.
Yeah.
Kicking on the couch. Have the TV on, scrolling through my phone. That's fun as fuck to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that type of person, too. I don't have to go out and do shit, you know? Like, I'm perfectly cool with just kicking it at home by myself.
Yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Microwave food and shit.
That's perfectly fine to me, man. I mean, that shit's... Weekend after a nice, long week of work, man.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
What about when the women come and the babies come and all this shit, though? You know, then what? I mean, it still sounds like it'd be fun. Because if you have a house, bro, that's the foundation of, you know, your family, too, if that ever comes, you know.
Start the man cave early.
Yeah. Get it ready before I even get a woman, huh? Yeah. So that way they come in knowing the man cave, right?
Yeah.
This is
my room.
Yeah.
Knock before you want to come in.
She's like, oh, yeah, sure. And then she doesn't one day, and you're like, what the fuck? Y'all beating your dick in there to some porno or some shit. She's like, what the fuck? I told you to knock. Your dick's in the vacuum cleaner. I told you to knock.
I wouldn't go that far.
Nah. The man cave, though, bro. I don't know. It might be a glory hole. It's got, like, access to the outside. You, like, live by a trucker lot or some shit.
Discreet glory hole in the corner.
Dude, that's what we need on the podcast so I can really get video, huh? Yeah. I need to get a little glory hole in the corner. You got to sign the board, bro. You got to like write like a little glory hole on the board.
Glory hole. But.
Yeah, dude, home's everything, bro. I mean, I'm very grateful for the home I grew up in with my parents. You know, I think that's very important to have. A place of stability, you know.
So that's the next thing. That's the next step.
Yeah.
That's the next step. Hopefully it comes soon.
Yeah.
I never know.
I wouldn't rush it though, man.
No, for sure.
But I mean, if you got the money at least to put down and shit, and you know you're just going to have to pay it off for a bunch of years anyways, you might as well, you know?
Yeah. But at the same time, too, it's like I don't want to buy a house right now for $400,000, but really it's $280,000.
Yeah.
But it's $400,000 right now because of the market, you know?
Yeah.
Because what if I buy it? My worst fear is like, what if I buy a house? Let's say I buy a house next week, right? A year later, market finally crashes. And that house I bought goes down in value $100,000.
I don't know if it works like that, though.
It can, yeah.
I thought that when you buy something like that, it will always be worth... I mean, unless you degrade the property value or some shit hella, but...
Usually houses go up.
Uh-huh.
Housing values usually go up, but... If the stock market crashes and the market crash, housing market crashes or whatever, it's going to go down.
Yeah.
Those houses are going to go back down to their real value.
What I hear too is that there's like that company, it's BlackRock, I want to say, that they come around and they've been buying up a bunch of houses because people couldn't afford their rent or their mortgages.
Oh.
And so they basically just buy the house from the bank because the people got kicked out or whatever. So they're buying up all these houses and flipping them to rent them. So they're like mass renting to people, which is weird because it's like basically like having a company own all the houses. And instead of you owning it, you just pay rent. Yeah. Like, will owning a house be a thing in the future if that kind of competition is afoot, right? Yeah. For the common man, like, you know, to be able to compete with something like that with huge buying power. I'm saying like when a company has huge buying power, they can just
buy up fucking bunch of houses all at once and flip them and start renting them and making basically that mortgage that people were paying into owning it themselves. They're just owning the property. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a landlord, but on a grand scale where you never like meet the landlord. Yeah. Like, you know, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So hopefully that doesn't happen too much because like you said, you were like saying, I don't want to buy someone's house when they lose it, you know, but these big companies are going to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. That's what they're doing, you know. It's kind of sketch. Imagine you could buy a house on Amazon pretty soon or like eBay or some shit. Like just chill, like, you know, like whatever. You don't even have to actually physically go there, you know.
Well, they have the virtual tours now.
I know. My guy Tony, I do an advertisement on this podcast for him. He's trying to get his tour service going. I got a little pamphlet right here. Tony's virtual tours. Check him out.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah. Like he'll like do a drone shot of the house from the street and shit and then like do like a virtual like you walk through of the house or the apartment or whatever it is. Show it off. It's pretty dope.
It's crazy.
But it helps so people can buy these things like that. You know what I mean?
My friends, are you in the market of buying a home? Better yet, are you in the market of selling a home or trying to rent out your space for an Airbnb? Perhaps you're trying to rent out an office space or just a cottage on the side of your house. Have you ever thought about how hard it is to show off your property during the pandemic when a lot of folks don't want to be in social contact, where they don't want to strap up a mask and get dosed up with a bunch of shots just to come see the place? In a world of competition, you need the leg up to sell your home, to rent out your space, to do what you're doing, and to help you do whatever it is you're doing. Tony's virtual tours can take drone footage. He can take a 3D scan and make it virtually accessible so that anyone from their home can see what you are offering. He has great video skills and he's got a fair price. So if you're looking to create a better experience, a happier customer, and more revenue with 3D virtual tours, call Tony's Virtual Tours at 559-648-0931. If this interests you, feel free to reach out to the podcast for more information. I will leave the phone number and his email in the description. That phone number, once again, folks, is 559-648-0931. That's Tony Virtual Tours, folks, TVT. Hit him up now, tell him that you heard about him on the Symbiosis Now podcast, and he will set you up with your 3D virtual needs.
But imagine like some dude like coming from overseas with hella money and just like steps in front of you in line to buy like a badass house on the beach, but yet you're over here like, dang, I just want to buy a house. I don't even need anything special, but this guy just got millions of dollars. Yeah. So they could just step in front of the line. I mean, that's the world we live in. There's a serious gap between like the wealthy and the poor like right now, and it's been increasing for a long time. And a lot of people, I think, make it seem like it's a conspiracy, but it's like, no, it just makes sense. I mean, over time, you know, how can the common man compete with all these taxes and gas prices being $6 a fucking gallon? And, you know, with someone that's pretty wealthy, can they can spot it.
Yeah.
Even, especially if it's temporary, they can spot it, you know, for the time being.
About to go buy a moped.
Yeah.
The gas prices, man.
Dude, but where you have to go, would you be able to ride a moped there? Like from your house to your work?
Oh, I have a company truck.
Oh, so just like when you're going to go to the store real quick? Go
solar.
Hey, honestly, that'd be a good investment, I think.
Might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I heard that I had some friends that like we both know that like from the hardware store, they have some mopeds, I guess. They bought mopeds and they'd be cruising them and shit.
That might be the next move.
Yeah. Mopeds. Well, I used to ride the bike, bro. Remember? Yeah. I fucking got a DUI when I was younger, so I'd ride the bike all everywhere for my jobs and shit. And then I just decided to keep doing it because I couldn't afford a vehicle. So then it got to the point where like once I got a vehicle, I just don't really ride the bike anymore because I'm a busy man, you know, and I have to be around a lot of places. I think that's what it is. At that time, I just worked and went to school so I could just kind of make time and it'd be hot as shit or raining and just do it, you know what I mean? But now it's like, I'd rather drive if it's raining like or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't want to have to ride. But man, I've been thinking about it. The difference is, though, is I live so close to where I work that is it even it's negligible to drive there almost versus riding the bike. But if I were driving a long distance or something, it seems like it'd be more logical to ride the bike. But then it's a long-ass distance. Right, so it's this catch-22 kind of. Depends on how gas-efficient your car is. Yeah. I have a 4-banger.
You know what I mean? So it really doesn't eat gas much. But still, in city, it eats up a lot pretty quick. So I don't know, man. Times are weird. You know, what do people do?
Move into electric cars.
I guess. But then where are the ports at where you can charge at? Like, those should be everywhere, just like there's a gas station then, if you want people to convert to that. And even then, I think we should just have multiple sources of fuel and not have one dominant. And every gas station have all those sources so that way people can get it done. But instead, we rely on one or the other. We're like trying to make this swap over to electric. And I think electric's cool, but I also think it's kind of interesting because a lot of that still comes from like coal burning and making this power, you know, to charge your car and to light our buildings and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, battery power has come so far, but it's also like it requires crazy other minerals that we have to mine for and deplete, you know, just like fossil fuels.
Yeah, so what are we going to do with all those batteries?
Yeah, like, that's what I trip out on. Like, imagine all these, like how right now you could see a junkyard full of a bunch of gas cars, just fucking full of cars stacked. But in the future, there'll be a bunch of electric cars just stacked, and the batteries will be in there, and it's like, bitch, you better be recycling that lithium. Yeah. But they're not gonna, I'm sure. It's not. It doesn't work like that. You can't just, like, break it down and recycle it like that yet, you know? We don't have a mode of doing that, I don't think.
Yeah, what's going to be the move for the batteries?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's interesting. You know, I feel that, like, we need to figure something out. And, like, in the future, maybe people won't be able to commute. Like, maybe it'll be like that, where you have to work close. There's no other ifs, ands, or buts.
Work from home.
Yeah, maybe that's the push here. Nah, I don't know. It has been the push, though, the last couple of years. Just do everything from home. You know, stay inside. Don't go outside.
Stay inside, work from home. That's been the move.
I didn't really like that when I was working from home at the beginning of the pandemic. I felt like it would make me just kind of go more crazy, go stir crazy, you know?
I never worked from home, but I did school from home.
Yeah, that's hard. That was hard at the beginning, and it's gotten like better, but it's hard.
I did not like that.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. I didn't like it at that time either, really. I was trying to take chemistry online,
me
bro.
Me too.
You know? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Chemistry. I did. I ended up taking it because I had no choice. But it was like I'd meet once a week, and then we'd have the rest online. So I handled it. But the first run around, bro, was a shit show online. It was like when I didn't even know what Zoom was. Like, yeah. You know? It's like, holy shit, this is a thing?
Yeah. I couldn't do school online.
Yeah, I think a lot of people couldn't. A lot of people stopped going because of all this.
It's hard, too, because, like, some of those classes, man, like, chemistry for, you gotta take a chemistry lab. We did, in my lab, we would watch YouTube videos. What the fuck's that gonna show me, right?
Like, yeah.
I didn't learn jack shit.
Damn.
Most of the time, I didn't even show.
Damn.
Nah, fuck it.
You passed it?
I got a C.
That's what's up. You passed it.
But barely.
You passed it.
But I had like a high B, and then like a matter of a couple of weeks, I went down to a D because I just stopped fucking caring because online I hated it. And I was like, oh shit, better step up my game. And barely got a C, but at that time too, it's like these hard classes. Like, you can take English 1 or some. Like, those simple classes on there, no problem, but...
I don't know, English 1A is hard too, though, bro, I think.
I feel like that one might be, like, it's a lot easier.
Yeah, because you could read and you just have to type your paper. It's not like you necessarily have
to take like class. But taking, like, an anatomy class or some shit like that, like, those classes that you physically need to see shit, people like me, too, like, in order for me to learn, I gotta see it. I can't just...
For sure.
I can't read it or watch it on a YouTube video.
I was taking a horticulture class when the pandemic popped off, and we had to, like, grow plants from our own house. It was a disaster for some people. But, like, for me, I knew how to do it, kind of. I've been doing stuff like that a lot. But it was a trip, bro. It was like, what the fuck? Like, this is a very hands-on course, and we're just supposed to, like, fill in for the blanks here, you know? Some teachers just kind of put in the bare minimum. Some teachers, I feel like, expected a lot during weird uncertain times, but whatever, that's what they wanted out of their students, you know. But the bigger kicker is the tuition for going to classes online, which is not the same thing at all anymore. Why should it be the same, you know? I think that's a no-brainer why a lot of people stopped going to school recently.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was like I thought about just taking a break, but I was like, dude, I don't know how long this is gonna be though, Because if I start taking a break, it's going to turn into 5 years again, like the first time I took a break from going to school, you know. Yeah. So I need to just keep going, just taking a class or two. So that's what I've been doing. And some people will be like, why don't you take more units? Like, bitch, everything's online.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a computer whiz. I can't sit there and stare at the screen for fucking 10 hours. Like, I work and I don't know. Like, I like to take a class. I like to take a couple classes, learn some shit. Depends on how much homework that class has. But most classes fucking demand a lot of you in college. That's the point, you know.
Thing I always hated too, it was notorious in math classes. You pay for the class, right? But in order to take the class, you gotta pay a membership to do homework, to do your tests, to do study groups. That just doesn't make too much fucking sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm gonna pay $200 to take stats, right? I'll just say stats. Oh, hey, by the way, in order for you to pass the class, you got to pay another $100 to get this membership. Why don't you just... I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like, you're going to pay to get this, to do this class, to do better for your life, right? Everybody, you're going to go to college. You're going to get my degree so I can do better in life. That's the whole thing. Oh, if I have a degree, I'm going to make bank, right? That's the whole thing. Okay, so I'm going to pay money to go to school, right? But in order to do good in school to get to where I want to be, I got to pay extra outside of paying for the school.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make too much sense to me. How are you going to make me pay for this school that in order to get a certain type of job, I got to go to this school, I got to take these certain classes. Okay, cool. But in order to take these certain classes to get that certain job, I got to buy this certain software.
Right.
And that's not even just on top of just the software. Then you got to say, well, fuck, I got to buy a laptop. So right. Then you go out and buy a fucking $1,500 MacBook Pro, you know?
Yeah.
So then you're $200, let's just say $200 deep into the class. And then you got to do online shit. Then you're $1,500 just in equipment. And then you got to buy $100 worth of online bullshit you got to do to be able just to do your homework, to do your test. I mean, obviously you're going to do it because in order to pass the class, you got to do your homework, and you don't have to do your homework, but you got to do some type of work and you got to take the test.
Yeah.
So it's, I think the system's a little fucked up.
It's money grab. That's the sucky part is like, it's like, oh, how in are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to gamble with this education? Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, how in are you? How much can you spare? You know, it's like, dang, dude. And then people take out loans and end up hella in debt before they even – they're not working. You know, if you were to work during that kind of amount of schoolwork, when would you work almost? When would you sleep? Yeah. You know, so most people that go hard, they take out the loans and say they're going to get it done fast. They usually do. But then by the time they get done, they're 4 years in of maybe a couple $100,000 for all we know. Maybe it's not that much, but depends on where you go. It could easily add up to a couple $100,000. Yeah. But let's just say $100,000 after 4 years, and you did it all in 4 years. Then you're expected to get that job. And that job, that first job, maybe might be your first job. You're supposed to get at least $100,000 maybe in a couple years so you can pay that off. You know, most jobs don't make over 50 racks a year unless you're really specialized, you know. So it's going to take a long time. Yeah. So it's really weird, and I think it's almost corrupt. It's like it's fucked up to tell kids to go do what you want to do. You don't know what you want to do? Well, maybe you should try this. And then you have them taking classes they don't even know if they like, and then they go, I don't even want to do this anymore. And then they waste the money.
Yeah.
And then you have people that get the financial aid check, and they just blow it on weed or fucking booze and shit, and then they barely pass their classes, but they make it, you know? But that's government paying for that shit, you know what I mean? And then you have the people that work hard while they're trying to take some classes, and they're barely getting by. Like me, there's people that maybe they stopped working because they were doing really well, but they want to get a degree in something else. I've seen that before. But they had money to float the time being. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not everyone does. So if you end up in debt and you want to make that money back right away, I don't know what your game plan is. But when everyone else is trying to do the same thing, it seems unlikely, you know. But hey, people want to do what they want to do. And part of me over the years has contemplated, should I take out some loans so that way I can get the degree I want, but then I don't even know if I'm going to end up working in that line, you know? So I have to make sure that my investment is worth the return.
Yeah. That's the
if it's not
part.
Worth the return, I don't want to invest in it, you know? Yeah. And some people, they're so gung-ho, they'll invest in it big time. They think it's a great thing, and then they're in debt, and they're trying to pay it off, and then they realize, oh, shit, I can't even buy a house because I'm so in debt from this. Or I can't buy a car. Or I can't get a credit line because I haven't paid so much of this off because I haven't been working enough. The job I work is only, like, you know, $18 an hour, say, or something. It's like, yeah, that's still decent money maybe right now. It's a little bit of minimum wage, but it's not going to pay off your student loans in a year.
Yeah.
You know, unless you do nothing, you eat nothing, and you fucking, you know, pay rent or anything, you know. That's hard. Like, I feel like everyone's going through it, and everyone knows the struggle, right? The college struggle. But man, it's fucking sick almost though. Yeah. When you see people like at Berkeley camping in their car because they can't afford to live there, but they somehow got a scholarship maybe, and they're just trying to make it work, or they're taking out loans just to be able to live in their car and survive in that kind of area. Oh shit, my bad. Bro, it's fucking wild. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people are down to do it and think that there's going to be a serious return on investment. And there's always those glory stories of some people that they do it and they do commit and they took the right path and they made it. But I feel like there's a lot of stories where people just like, they got a degree in something, they end up working in something else, and it's just like whatever. But then why did that person have to have that paperwork to get that job, even though it's not has nothing to do with the industry that they're working in? When you could find someone else that's just really in love with the idea of it, wants to work in that industry, but they won't hire that person because they don't have the paperwork to prove that they at least got a degree. Even if it's in like fucking something random, you know, they could get the job before you just because they have that credential saying that they went to school longer. I don't know, you know, jumped through those hoops, did what they were told and regurgitated information enough. So therefore they're better than you for the job. Like, you know. I understand it, but I also think it's weird. It's really bureaucratic. It kind of reminds me of like the wig wearing politicians back in the day. Like they're like, oh, like scholars. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But I also think that I met some people that are really intelligent that made it in the academia world, and they did really good for themselves. But it's a long road. You know, you have to have some kind of other financial backer too to be able to float that for 10 years of your life to go get your PhD or whatever, you know. There's no way you could just do it all on your own unless you're only taking out loans. Yeah. And then that's a shit ton of money to pay back, you know. So it's weird. I know that that's not really ever been my path. I can't just go away and go to 4 years and just not work and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't come from like money like that or anything.
That's rough.
But, you know, it's all at the end of the day just relative. It's just crazier to watch people act like they're doing the right thing and they're so much more noble than you because they got a degree. I see that a lot. Some people like talking down on people for not like working hard to get a degree or whatever, you know. But it's like, dude, see the financial like adversity. Like clearly there's a reason why people aren't really down. Like, you know, it's not just because they want to be a loser. Like, you know, they just don't want to learn anything anymore. They just want to give up. It's just it's fucking complex. It's hard to come up with the money and the motivation sometimes with that money, how to allocate that money properly. Most people are a mess, bro. They just want to fucking eat. Like you said, you want to have your own place, eat pizza rolls and chill.
Yeah.
Most people just want to do that. Not everyone's like, I got to go save the world, like, you know, with my degree. And like, you know, not everyone wants to go do that.
Yeah, and I feel like too now these days, if you don't have a degree, you're looked down on your...
Yeah, your little...
You're not smart. You're not motivated. That was the thing with me, too, when I was going to school, right? And then my whole job opportunity came up. That was the first thing. I was like, well, I don't have a degree. Well, I have an AA now, but...
Nice.
I don't have a degree. Like, was this all a waste of time? Am I going to, like, what is this going to do for me, right?
Well, you could go back and get your degree later.
Yeah, but... Right.
You could, though.
I mean,
it depends. Like, if your job's down to pay for the tuition and stuff, maybe. Right? Like, you might be down, right? I would be if my work was paying for my school.
I had a big talk with my parents about it, too. I was like, well, I don't want to be... just the world now, these days, it's like, if you do not go to school, if you don't have a degree of some sort, you're looked down on. And I was like, that was one of my things too. It's like, I'm not gonna have a degree yet. Yeah, I have an amazing job, great paying job, you know, but it's like, I don't have that degree. And we talked about it for a while, and they're like, you know, that all it is at the end of the day, it's a piece of paper that you went to school for. And just because you have that piece of paper doesn't mean you're gonna make $150,000 a year.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's people, I know people that don't have degrees like me that make $150,000 a year. It's, then you kind of, yeah, and then you come to realization that college degrees really aren't what they're lived up to, in my opinion, at least. I mean, if I know people that got college degrees and they went and did their jobs in engineering and they went to school for engineering, right, and they're doing good now. I'm like, cool, cool, cool. But sometimes, man, you go to college and you, I don't know, you're taking, you're an English major and you get a degree in English, right? But then you don't do anything with English. You end up being a contractor or something, right?
Right.
At the same time, it's like, does that English paper saying that, hey, I've went through college for however many years to get this paper, does it define me? And I had to think about that for a while, you know, like,
yeah,
is this paper that I'm searching for going to define me? That's what I had to think about for a while. And it's like, do I want to go for this paper and hope I get something along this line? Or do I want to just chill off of it for a while and say that paper's not going to define me? I guess that's the way you could put it. And just live life, man, you know?
It's, yeah.
I've honestly felt after I've been out of school, doing my thing, working, you know, I'm a lot happier.
Yeah. It's a burden, kind of. Yeah. Most people, I mean, I guess some people are just freaks, man. Like, they're down with it. They'll just study and they'll be so good at it. They're so intelligent.
It's not me, man.
But it's not for everyone in that aspect. It
definitely wasn't for me. And I can tell you right now, I'm a lot happier without going to fucking school. But yeah, it's not, I'm not saying you can't, you have to go, or you need to go to school, or you, in order, if you don't go to school, you're not going to be successful. I mean, you just got to find your way, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, it's like, yeah, it's going to help you, but certain things, obviously, you can't be a fucking brain surgeon without going to school, right? I mean,
right.
But at the same time, it's like, it's like, do you really, is the college really hyped to what they make it? You know, like, do you really need it? Or is it more of a money scam?
It kind of is, but I think certain jobs, definitely, they don't even look at the resume if it doesn't have a bachelor's or more.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do. But yeah, most places that, like, are kind of like, you're going to make some pretty good money, that's all they want to look at. Like, that's the one of the prerequisites. You know, you have to have some kind of 4-year degree, like some bachelor's or something. Yeah. And that separates the men from the boys, you could say. Like, the people that are going to even get looked at all, or the people that won't even get their resume even looked at or called or anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. But me, I always felt like, fuck them. I don't want to work for those kind of people anyways. But as time goes on, more and more companies adopt that same mentality.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, what is it almost worth if it's just as equal as it used to be to get a high school diploma? If everyone has it now, like, if say if the dominant amount of population has it now, that's the new standard. And you spend most of your young life in our nation, that's the way we do it. We get out of high school and we go chase our dreams and get a degree. And you burn all your energy almost right when you're young, when you're developing mind, you know what I mean? I think in a lot of other, like, foreign nations, like in Europe and stuff, I think that they graduate from high school and, like, serve in the military for a year or something. And then they, like, travel. And then they go to school for what they think they want to do. Because now they kind of have an idea of the way the world works and shit. Like, versus out of high school, it's just like, what do you mean you don't know what you want to do? It's like, bitch, I don't even know how to have a credit card. The fuck? You're telling me to go spend a bunch of money on a loan? Yeah. I don't even know how that works at 18.
Yeah, out of high school, I wanted to be a teacher, man, and went to school, did all the teaching shit, did a student teaching thing, and I, like, the second day, I was like, this ain't for me.
You had to get there.
I had to get out, I had to get to that point where this ain't for me.
Yeah.
And then it was like, all right, well, what do I do? Do I need to change majors? Can I use the same major for something else? Blah, blah, blah. And it's one of those things. It's like, also, too, it's like people ask, like what you're saying, what do you want to do for a living out of high school? Oh, I don't know. Well, you should probably figure it out. You're going to college in a month. Like, you kind of need to know. No, I know people that didn't know what they wanted to do till they went to junior college, and then they went into a 4-year.
Mm-hmm.
They were undeclared.
Right, which I think, like, is totally cool, because you have to get the general ed out of the way anyways. A lot of those classes you have to take anyways. But it depends, because now if you take certain classes that you didn't need to take, but you're supposed to take another form of that class to get this specific degree, then that kind of sets you back, though. You know?
Yeah, there's just a bunch of different things.
Yeah. I think, though, like, if it really is all about just getting that piece of paper at the end of the day, this is like a motivation maybe for whoever's listening. If there's someone young or something that's like, I don't know, should I go to school? I think you should go to school, and I think you should go hard, and I think that you should explore your options. But I think also you should definitely just knock out your GE and stuff, and maybe just do like liberal studies or something that's just kind of broad, because then you can take a bunch of well-rounded different classes and you get your degree in something, and people might not even know what it is, like some other kind of, like when I say horticulture, like people are like, what is that, you know? And it's like the study of plants and like propagating plants and growing plants from seed and like different shit like that, not so much just agriculture in general, you know. And anyways, like, when I say that, people don't even know what the fuck that word is or what it means. But if I had a degree in it, it's still a degree in something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The person's like, what the fuck is horticulture? Then it's a talking point. So you could just do whatever. Yeah. You know, I think that if people are motivated, they don't know exactly what they want to do, but they know they want to get a job and with that piece of paper that pays a little more, just go get something. Just go get something, you know? Go in a program and get certified to do something if that's what you want to do, like if you're into trades or whatever. Or maybe try to just get in. Just try to get in and start doing it anyways, because some jobs you don't have to go to school for.
Yeah.
And people are misled. They think that they had to go to school before they went to this to do this, and that's not necessarily the case. Maybe makes you look a little better, but they don't necessarily have to, you know. But I don't know. I feel like as time goes on and you get older, you kind of realize, like, you want to have some kind of credit, some kind of, not to say a piece of paper, but some kind of validation to prove that, like, you've been here, you learned a lot while you were here. And the only way that we really have to do that is by, like, degrees, certifications, you know.
Yeah.
It's not so much just, like, personal shit. I mean, it can be. You could go, like, rock climb and be, like, the best rock climber or something. And that could be your thing. But I think most people just want to, like, make a difference, you know. Have a place in their community, you know, not work too hard, but down to work hard.
Yeah.
You know, get paid a decent wage so they're not starving. But, like, right now, it's like, dang, like, it doesn't matter. Across the board, people want to offer you the low end of whatever, and everyone's kind of cutting wages, and they're kind of cutting retirement for people, and they're, like, everything's getting smaller. Like, I'm sure for where you work for, I'm sure, like, there's people that are OGs that are, like, getting a better retirement than some of the people that just came in. You know, because they're probably contracted and they signed a contract.
Mine is actually a lot better than the OG's.
Really? That's tight.
It's crazy that the newer stuff is better than the older stuff.
Wow. Because a lot of industry, I feel like it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm grateful for it. Got retirement and all that good stuff.
Yeah, that's what's up. You need that.
Yeah, you kind of need that.
Yeah, I'm all going to get old, son.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Like, that's what I think about all the time.
I
don't have it figured out yet.
I didn't realize how nice, like, insurance was, man. I went to the dentist a while ago. Like, first time I went to the dentist with my new insurance, with my old dental and everything, fully under my name. So it's mine, right?
Right.
So I'm not under my mom and dad's. It's like, it's mine. I have to pay the bill for myself, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to get a tooth filled. I have a chip in my tooth and the fill came out. So I went and got my tooth filled. Just got a typical cleaning, you know, typical clean. I got that bill back and that thing was like $600. But I only had to pay like 20. Because of that insurance.
Wow, yeah.
And at that moment, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, you know, like, you take that shit for granted, you know, like, you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor or whatever, and you don't have to pay nothing because you're on your mom and dad's, and you hear people, like, you want to get a job with insurance and all this, and you don't really quite understand it, right? But you don't fully understand it until you get your first one on your own, and you're like, oh, fuck, like, so this is what I'm working for. And that kind of, that was like one of those things where for me it was like, that's big.
That is.
That's big. That's definitely something I need. I'm don't fuck around and lose this job, because then it's one of those things too, man. It's just like everyday life, you gotta have it. So it's just, everything's just so expensive now. I never would have thought getting my tooth filled. I mean, it was barely, just, I don't even know how big, but barely, like a corner of a paper. It was like $400.
Yeah.
For that, and it took the dude maybe like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And you don't quite understand it until you get that first one.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is the shit I worked for. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like taking shit for granted, you know, and then you, that's how I see things too. It's like times too. It's like, growing up, had a pretty nice childhood, you know, didn't have to worry about food or nothing like that. And then you take it for granted a little bit because you're so used to it.
Yeah.
And then you get put in a situation where it's a little bit different. Now you're on your own, right? And you're like, it's not quite the same. And you're like, fuck, I miss that.
Yeah.
Or like you're hanging out with a buddy or something. Their home life ain't quite as good as yours, you know? And you're like, you take it for granted at home, but then you see that not happening to you, happening to a buddy or something, and you're like, damn. You know, like, it's one of those things. And I used to take shit for granted, man. I'll be the first one to admit it. Taking shit for granted, you know, and then get a little older and you start opening up your eyes a little bit and you're just like, my life really wasn't that bad, you know, when you're young and you're all pissed off because you couldn't get McDonald's after school or some shit,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're but mad then, about first
yeah,
world ass
shit. Yeah, stupid ass shit, right? And then you grow older and then you're like, oh, all right, well, McDonald's is fucking $8 now. It's like, I can spend that $8 on something else. Well, you go to McDonald's X amount of days a week. Next thing you know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You can take that $8 and go fucking buy a slab of meat, son, and cook it yourself, yeah. You know, yeah.
But it's crazy. Just the things, man. It's, I figured, I used to take things for granted, man, but now I'm older and look life better, and it's like, man, I was a piece of shit, you know?
Yeah.
But I never take shit for granted anymore, man. I'm blessed with the situation with my life, my home life, my, just everything around my life, man. I got dope buddies, good buddies. You're a homie. You'll take care of me. I'll take care of you. But can't be selfish, man.
Yeah.
It sounds real selfish when I said, I hope somebody loses their house, but I don't want to buy their house, but I also don't want them to lose their house. But yeah. At the same time, too, but it's like, that's just fucking life, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, sometimes that's what you got to do in order to better your life. Because, I mean, I learned this too from playing college baseball. It's like, yeah, your homie's playing, right? But at the same time, you're like, fuck, hope he fucks up, you know? Like, so my time to shine. You go in and you do your thing, it's your time to shine. But at the same time, you're like, that's my ride or die. That's my homie. I don't want him to fuck up.
Yeah.
But I want my time to shine,
yeah.
Type of thing. It's kind of one of those weird things, but.
But then while you're out there, someone else wants you to fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but then so somebody else wants you, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because then, yeah, you have that in your mind, like, homie behind me is hoping he fucks up, and then it's his time to shine. And
yeah.
Then, it's kind of just one of those two-sided things. You're like, don't want him to fuck up, but I do want him to fuck, because I want my time to shine, you know? And
I guess that's the duality, you know. That's the nuance. That word nuance, right? Of a lot of things. There's always the double side, the both sides of the sword, right? Both sides of the coin.
Because you want your chance, you want your spot, you want to be able to tell if you can do it, and you gotta take risks, man.
Yeah.
Ryan, I appreciate you coming down, bro. Good ass conversation, good vibes, sketchy ass topics. I dig. I care about you. I'm glad that you came through. The listener, I hope that you had a great time. I think that we had a popping little you know, entertaining little show today. And I also want to encourage you to go out and have your own conversations. Stimulate each other. Talk about that sketchy ass shit that's going on that we all see going on, but we maybe sometimes get a little nervous to talk about. But hey, you got to talk about it, you know. You got to see where you stand with it all so you can center back into existence and you can keep on rolling forward, baby. That's what we're here to do. And we're also here, let's not forget, right? Do the things that you're meant to do. Do the things that you are called to do. Because if everyone were doing that, maybe we'd be all rolling in a hotter way. You know, we'd be going with better momentum towards, I don't know, a more connected future instead of like a dystopian looking future, you know? Just soak that in for a second. Soak that in on the outro real quick here. All right, that's enough. I don't want to make you oppressed or depressed or any of that shit. We're here for symbiosis. That is the future. That is us. That is the past. That is the present, my friend. So get out there. Have a good conversation. Get on the podcast. I'm coming to a town near you. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm definitely going to start having phone interviews. If you feel more comfortable tapping through to the podcast over the phone, I'm going to start slanging it, dude. We got to connect with more people. I like to be sitting in front of someone personally. I love it. But I know I can't fly people out from fucking Illinois or Indiana or any of these places. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some people on from far away. And we're also going to have some people on that maybe just don't like coming on to sit in a room with me. You know what I mean? Because look at me. I'm a disaster. Listen to me. What the fuck am I going on this rant still? This is an outro. I'm saying goodbye to you, listener. We care about you. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you so much for all the people that have been standing by me and helping me gain momentum for my future, too. That's what we're all here to do. Let's all do that so we can be the best that we can be. Yada, yada. Sounds kind of cheesy, but it's true, and you know it. So we're rolling on, folks. I hope that you enjoyed your time. Let me know on the socials if you're feeling the vibes out there in the world. Let me know. We can talk about whatever you want. I might just record it. That's all. Appreciate you. Enjoy your time out there. I hope to catch you on the next episode of the Symbiosis Now podcast.